know you were here. Guess I slept in. Sometimes I'm just an old sleepyhead. Yep, that's me. And you know what? Sometimes I even... Molly, do you mind? I'm trying to talk. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. Sometimes when I'm really sleepy, I roll and sometimes I almost even fall. Molly, please stop doing that. You know, it's not very polite to interrupt some clown when she's trying to talk. You have to wait your turn. Oh, that's okay. But please wait until I'm finished saying hello, all right? Good. Now, I'm really glad you're here because we are going to have a ton of fun today. Yep, right, Molly? Mm-hmm. Let's see. First, we can play some games, and then we can go outside to see what's in my mailbox, and remember to wait your turn, okay? All right. And then we can visit Snicklefitz. Oh, he likes to get his ears scratched. And after, we can come back to the couch and have a story if we want. Well, that's what I want to do today. Okay, Molly, it's your turn. And thank you for not interrupting. Mm-hmm. What would you like to do today? You want to play the statue game? Oh, can we use your tape recorder? Perf! Oh, this is going to be great. Mm-hmm. Start, stop, statue. It's a great game. Okay, here's how it goes. Now, Molly will play some music, and every clown dances around. Right, Molly? And then, and this is the fun part, Molly will stop the music, and every clown has to freeze and hold the position just like a statue, and you can't move until Molly starts the music again. Got it? Good. Now, ready? Molly, play the music, please. I hate to interrupt our fun statue game, but I think I'd better go stretch on my clock rug, okay? It's good for the body to stretch, especially if you're going to do lots of goofing around. Stretching makes me feel good. Okay, Molly, I'm ready. Hit it! Oh, don't move! Freeze! You're a statue! Uh-oh. I think I interrupted something at the Foley house. Let's see. Oh! There you go. There. Now you can finish your house of cards. Thank you. One more statue, Molly. Don't move! You're a statue! Okay, and music, Molly. Molly? Music, please? Oh, no! I'm stuck as a statue forever! Saved by the bell. Ha ha. Very funny, Molly. Now, where is that phone? Nope. Nope. Here it is. Hello? Oh, silly me. I'm coming! Hold your horses! Here we go. Hello!
Guess who?
Auntie Macassar!
Hi, honey!
It's my Auntie Macassar. Oh. Hi, Auntie Macassar! Gee, where are you right now?
I'm right next door!
Oh. You're over at Granny Garbanzo's. What are you doing there?
All sorts of things. Granny asked me to come over to look after Snicklefritz.
Ah, she's over at Granny Garbanzo's visiting Snicklefritz. Ooh, well, how long are you going to be there?
Gotta scoot pretty soon.
Yeah! Stop that!
Huh?
Oh, no, not you, Auntie Macassar. Okay, well, I have to go now and have a word with a certain dolly.
Well, come on over.
Oh, we'd love to. Okay, see ya. Molly, you don't go blasting your air horn when some clown is on the phone. That was just rude and noisy. You wanted to talk too. Well, try to be a little more patient. When I'm on the phone and you want to say something, instead of blowing your air horn, why don't you hold up one of your hands and wait till the time is right, and then you can have your turn, okay? Good. Now, what did you want to say? You want to see her? Well, what do you know? Auntie Macassar just invited us over there for a visit. Come on, let's go! Hi! Oh, look! Auntie Macassar is recording with her tape recorder. Shh! Don't want to interrupt.
Just a few more bird songs and my surprise for Lunette will be finished.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey! Snicklefritz, shh, be cool. Don't interrupt me. I'm trying to record a few bird songs as a surprise for Lunette.
Meow!
Snicklefritz! Oh, great. Now all the birds have flown away.
Meow!
Listen up. The birds have started singing again. All right. But from where? Oh, over there.
Meow, 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 meow!
Snicklefritz!
Meow!
Well, a cat is not cool. But luckily, I have more than enough bird songs for my surprise for Lunette.
Yeah. Hello! It's me! Us.
Oh, looking good. And feeling good, too.
We're really glad you're here. Molly wanted to see you, and Snicklefritz, too.
Snickle who? Just kidding! I'm sure he's around here somewhere.
So what are you doing with all this recording stuff, Auntie Macassar?
Oh, that? Oh. Well,
no package! No package for Lunette!
Hey, it's Major Bedhead! Major Bedhead, are you all right?
Oh, I'm okay. But I'm not so sure about that Snicklefritz.
Oh, I know just what you mean. He is one tricky cat today.
So, Major Bedhead, are you delivering something?
Oh, I'm sorry, Lunette, but I don't have any mail for you today.
Don't have any mail? But, Major Bedhead, you always have mail. What happened?
Well, gee, I'm sorry, Lunette, but I...
You lost my package? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I didn't lose it, but actually...
Oh, did a great big eagle swoop down out of the sky and steal it out of your hand?
No way! But this is really juicy. I
ate my package?
Lunette! He
didn't mean to eat it?
Hey, I didn't!
Didn't like the taste?
Buddy!
Couldn't help himself?
Hey, I...
Hey, hey! Hold it! All this interrupting is getting me all mixed up!
Yeah, me too.
Snicklefritz, don't interrupt. Don't you know you are supposed to wait your turn? Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Did you ever notice every time you got something special to say? Someone keeps interrupting, saying what they say, they get in the way. Did you ever find that? Did you ever find that? Someone keeps cutting you off. Every time I say it, someone else is saying, someone keeps cutting me off. Oh, yeah. It doesn't get any ruder. Tell me how to keep out a verbal intruder. Don't you think they should just listen and learn and wait their turn? Don't you? Did you ever find that? Did you ever find that someone keeps cutting you off? Have you ever noticed? Have you ever noticed someone keeps cutting you off? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? Did you ever find that? Did you ever find that someone keeps cutting you off? Yeah. Did you ever notice? Have you ever noticed someone keeps cutting you off? Keeps cutting me off. Yeah. Yeah.
Are
yeah,
you finished?
Yeah. Oh, well, yes, I am.
Are you sure? Good, because I have something very important to tell you, and I don't want to be interrupted. Major Bedhead did not eat your package.
Well, who did then?
No one. I've got it right here.
I didn't know you delivered mail, Auntie Macassar.
I don't. But seeing as I'm coming for a little visit, I wanted to give you this surprise myself.
Wow, a surprise for me? You shouldn't have.
It's okay. I wanted to. It's right over here. It's a recording I made of the birds singing right here in Granny's garden.
Meow!
Oh, with a special guest performance by our favorite cat.
Wow, Snicklefritz, you're a recording star.
Hey, neat!
Well, not really, but I'm glad you like it.
Like it? I love it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go home right now and play it. Molly has a tape player. Thank you so much, Auntie Macassar.
Cool.
Well, see you later, guys. Bye, Snicklefritz. Let's go home right now and play this. Told you we'd have a ton of fun today. only wait to hear this tape. Go. There you go, Molly. Now, all I have to do is put the tape in the tape player. Very birdy. And the touch of meow is interesting. Mm-hmm. Hey, I just had a great idea. I can use this tape for a fabulous dance routine. Want to, Molly? Okay, then, let's fly away to Miss Lunette's Dance Academy.
Ladies and jelly beans, it's that moment you've all been waiting for. Miss Lunette will now dance that special dance. Bertus, interrupt us!
Molly. And so was Snicklefritz. What an interrupter. Oh, which reminds me, Molly, do you think Snicklefritz is afraid of mice? Oh, good, because I have just the story for him. Here it is. And my glasses. And we need the light on. It's important to have good light. Comfy? You comfy too, Molly? Good. Here we go. Oh. This story is all about a mouse named Rutherford. Rutherford Mouse lived in a house with 14 sisters and brothers. Mice everywhere on the ceiling and stair. This mouse house was like no other. Having so many mice was really quite nice when he wanted to dance and to play. But when Rutherford Mouse opened his mouth, he never finished what he wanted to say. With 14 mice all talking at once, he was always interrupted. This was grating and very frustrating, an answer he had to come up with. He tried squawking, but just kept on talking. He couldn't get out a word. What could Rutherford do? He cried, boo-hoo! Was he ever going to be heard? He blew a kazoo, then swirled a lasso. But no one took notice of him. He beat a big drum and marched all around. But everyone else just joined in. Then he got an idea, a brilliant idea, to get everyone's attention. He got a white rag, made it into a flag. Oh, what a great invention. He waved it on high, back and forth in the sky. The idea was heaven sent. It stopped the mouse riot. They all got real quiet to find out just what it meant. Rutherford Mouse slowly opened his mouth, and he finally got his say. It's so absurd! No one can be heard! We've got to find a way! All the mice agreed. There was a need to stop being interrupted. They found a solution to the noise pollution. This is what they came up with. They wave the white rag just like a flag whenever one wants to speak. It works very well. Now they all get to tell what's on their mind. Once a squeak. The end. Well, is a really good idea if you want to let someone know you want to talk. Hey, Molly? Mm-hmm. Hey, I am sure we have a flag around here somewhere. Oh, it would be great for you to use whenever I'm yakking away on the phone forever. Now, where is that flag? I know it's around here somewhere, but it must... Hey! Who made this big mess? Me? I did, didn't I? Well then, I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Oh, good, because I need to borrow it for just a sec, okay? I have to interrupt with a very important message. I want to play the statue game again, only this time without music. Yep. I want to be a sleeping statue. Nice and still. Oh, and Molly... Remind me tomorrow, we'll read that story to Snicklefritz. But right now, I need to take a nap. Well, I had a ton of fun with you today. See you soon, right after this teeny tiny nap.
And the clown jumped over the moon.